James is direct and he's helpful. He's practical and he's writing to destroy some myths. And some of the myths relate to temptation. All of us are tempted every day. We all know what that experience is like. But James points out in James chapter 1, verse 13, that when someone is tempted, they cannot say that God is tempting me, because God doesn't tempt anyone. So maybe you're thinking, you know, God's bringing this temptation along, but that's not the truth. God doesn't tempt. And is there a devil that tempts? Yes. But God doesn't tempt. And so that clarification is helpful. There's a difference between trials and temptations. Trials, yes, they grow our faith and we can find joy in them. God uses those to refine our faith. Temptation, that's something different. God is not walking us down the road of temptation. We have desires. There's a devil. There's a world that's fallen. Those tie into temptation. And one other myth, a lot of people say, well, the devil made me do it. No, the devil can't make you do anything. When it comes to temptation, you have a choice. God's given you the power and the Holy Spirit helps you, but there is an exit. There's a way out of every temptation. So you can't say God's tempting me. You can't say the devil made me do it. And James is blasting those myths, but he is encouraging that you have a way out and you don't have to say yes to the temptation today. God is helping you. He's not bringing the temptation. He's helping you to walk away from it. God is good.